Classic Kids Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Wrestling. Today, it's live coverage of the Amherst Invitational Finals. High School Wrestling on KKPR is brought to you by Craig Weegis of Pioneer Seeds.
This is big. They're in the same district. This is a big, big match. Now Weegis trying to back up. He gets to his butt. If he can slide through, he'll get the escape. But it looks like we're headed to overtime at 106. And in on a shot is Worth. He's in on a double leg, trying to throw him. It's going to be Weegis, and he falls on his back, and Worth is going to win it. Chris Worth of Eustace Farnham. 9-7 in overtime.
Once again, a talented field of athletes compete in today's Amherst Invite, with everyone looking to get a win over the three-time defending state champion Broncos. All the exciting action is moments away as Central Nebraska's best wrestling coverage continues next. But first is a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports Director Doug Dude and Larry Baker live from Amherst right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Amherst High School. It is Saturday afternoon sports here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com. Welcome to the New Tech Seed pregame show for this first Saturday of 2013. Doug Duda, along with Larry Baker and our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, ready to bring you the finals of the Amherst Wrestling Invitational. And we will take a look at who's in the finals. They're currently just finishing up the consolation semifinals to see who gets in for a medal here at Amherst today. But Larry Baker, who has been doing wrestling with me for quite a few years, there's no doubt that this was going to come down with Amherst picking up another win as a team. But not all the Amherst kids, and there are eight of them in the finals, are going to be favored here today. But this will go a long way to maybe changing up some of the rankings and getting things a little more interesting as we head towards state, because they will see Plainview today, who's ranked third, and then Pender next week at Cross County.
Yeah, no question. And actually, when you look at this, Doug, what this is it's just like Groundhog Day back to last year, where we're going to get Dibbern, Forbes, we're going to get Dibbern, Ashoff, massive implications to those matches. And, of course, we saw that last year where Amherst, very, very tough to beat an Amherst wrestler in this gym. And last year, neither of those Plainview wrestlers were able to do that. And, of course, we saw things flip at the state tournament with Ashoff getting the big win over Dibbern. Forbes wasn't able to wrestle due to skin issues. So a lot of the same, if you listen to last year's or know the outcome from last year, we're seeing a lot of that the same in this afternoon. This thing's going to come down. You're going to see a lot of Plainview and a lot of Amherst.
Take me through what we saw earlier. There were a couple of kids that maybe were favored to make it to the finals that did not make it.
Yeah, I think probably the biggest one, actually, Doug, is at 160 pounds, where Patrick Gardner, rated number 5 in the state from Arapahoe, tremendous wrestler, takes on Dibbern from Amherst. And not to be, it's Colin Dibbern. He's one of the three. Colin didn't wrestle last year due to a knee injury. Big match. And again, talking about this Amherst gym, you've got a situation where Colin Dibbern was behind the entire match, really wasn't in the match. And as the energy level rose, the electricity started to go up in this gym, and these Amherst fans willed him to a win, and he gets a big win in overtime.
Yeah, he had a takedown with the last about 10 seconds to go up by one, and then Gardner did get an escape to send that into overtime. And, of course, it came down to where Amherst has been yelling for the two-point takedown, and it took a while for them to give the two-point takedown. Arapahoe, the coach, not nearly as upset as obviously the wrestler, as he was taken down in overtime.
Yeah, and that's exactly right, Doug. The thing is, you know, we use this analogy quite a bit, and Amherst is really good at this. This is part of Coach Herman's strategy. They want to drag you out into the deep water, let you go, and see if you can swim. And that's exactly what Dibbern did there with Gardner, is he drug him out into the deep water in minute six and a half, seven minutes. Once that happens, you have to be able to perform, and in that situation, it ended up in a scramble, and Gardner didn't come out on top.
Well, we want to thank all the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school wrestling. We'll hear from a few of those and get you ready for the finals. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Mobile BankAll is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile BankAll from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile BankAll allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile BankAll is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Today's farm tractor is a workhorse for farmers and ranchers. That is why Stryker Tractor Service of Eddyville is in such demand. With over 40 years of experience, they repair and offer free troubleshooting advice on all tractors. Stryker Tractor Service sells used tractors and stocks a variety of starters, alternators, and clutches. To keep your workhorse going strong, call Stryker Tractor Service in Eddyville. It's a proud sponsor of this broadcast. Good luck from everyone at Stryker Tractor Service.
And welcome back to Amherst, the Amherst Wrestling Invitational, brought to you in part by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer. Glad to have you along with us for the finals of the Amherst Wrestling Invitational. Let's take a look at who are in those championship matches. At 106 pounds, David Jimenez of Shelton, Kennesaw, will take on Trey Nikolai of Cedar Valley. At 113, Brian Weeches of Amherst will take on Chris Worth of Eustis Farnham. They're ranked second and third in the state in Class D. At 120, Colton Burke of Amherst will take on Jesse Lammers of Cedar Valley, who's ranked second in the state. Lammers, a multi-state qualifier. At 126, Tyon Boyer of Plainview, ranked fourth, will take on Alex Lorimar of Fullerton, who is ranked third. And we did have a Fullerton kid that did not make it into the finals today that was expected to maybe make it a little bit deeper.
Yeah, no question. Soundrup in the quarterfinals. At 145 pounds, he's rated fifth in the state. Defensive pin, Doug, put himself on his back. The referee actually gave him every opportunity to take himself off of his back, and he didn't. Defensive pin, so backwards he went.
And now let's take a look at a few of the other wrestlers in the championship. We've got a back-to-back Amherst-Plainview matchup, as Larry alluded to earlier, at 132. Logan Dibbern against Corby Forbes. Forbes is third, Dibbern is fifth. At 138, Evan Ashoff of Plainview is second. Devin Dibbern of Amherst is fourth. At 145, then, you've got Mason Klingelhofer of Amherst, ranked second. Brennan Shukai of Sandhill-Stedford will be his opponent. At 152, Calvin Frerichs of SEM, ranked second, will take on Tony Steinkraus of Plainview, who is ranked sixth. At 160, Colin Dibbern of Amherst, after beating the Arapaho wrestler at 160 pounds, and Patrick Gardner, moves into the finals against fourth-ranked Garrett Dockweiler of South Loop. Stuart Hercock, one of two top-ranked wrestlers here today, will take on Victor Johnson of Neely Oakdale at 170. At 182, it's the only matchup that doesn't have rated wrestlers in the finals. Chris Rasmussen of Amherst and Quentin Chancellor of Medicine Valley. At 195, Michael Duffy of Shelton Kennesaw will take on Garrett Nielsen of Eustis Farnham, who's ranked sixth. At 220, Medicine Valley's Rulon Taylor is ranked number one. He'll take on Zach Oliver of Shelton Kennesaw. Those 2-3 seeds at 195 and 220 were pretty big matchups because they're going to have tough wrestle backgrounds just to get in for a medal, let alone have to take on who they take out of the finals. And finally, at heavyweight, Zach Zaleski of Overton, ranked fourth, will take on Grant Clausen of SEM. We'll take a break here. The starting lineups are always brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. They'll wrestle the championships and the third and fourth place matches on three mats. We'll keep you up to date on all of them, and we'll have more here on the New Tech Seed pregame show in a moment.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Need seed for the latest in NK brand soybean with the Roundup Ready trait? Your local Golden Harvest dealer, Brent Woodman, has a great supply of top-performing, high-quality, high-germination soybean to meet your needs. Also call Brent about the AgriSure product line, comprised of high-performance traits available in Elite hybrids, providing the best-in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
Doug Noodle, Larry Baker, back with you here at the Amherst Wrestling Invitational, where we're just a few minutes away from getting the championships underway. Glad you're along with us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We took a look at who's wrestling in the finals. As far as the team numbers go, out of the 28 kids that can qualify for the final, Amherst has 8, Plainview 4, Shelton Kennesaw 3, 2 for Medicine Valley, Eustis Farnham, Cedar Valley, which is Greeley, Walbach, Cedar Rapids, and SEM. 1 finalist each for Neely Oakdale, Sandhill, Stedford, Fullerton, Overton, and South Loop. Neely Oakdale had a lot of kids in the wrestleback, so that's why they're in the top 5 in the team standings right now. Well, Larry, I guess your thoughts here. I've seen a couple of teams that have been higher in an Elwood and a Cambridge, and their points are way down today. And when you're talking Class D wrestling, you can have drastic turns. Amherst has been fortunate enough. And when you get a family like Diverns, when you get Klingelhoppers, when you get go on down the road, when you get 2, 3, 4 kids in the program, it's easier to keep your numbers up there. But as Tyler Herman told us yesterday on the Doug and Daddy show, there's a lot of good kids, but some of these teams just aren't deep enough to compete for a team title.
Yeah, that's exactly right. What you do have in some of those teams you mentioned are just that. You know, Med Valley, Maywood is another school that you've got you know, just a year ago had a state champion, and they've got some good individuals, but not great teams. And you know, I think your Plainview and Amherst are by far the best teams that are here.
What's going to be the match in the finals? What are you looking forward to? We knew coming in that 106 and 126 were going to be probably the toughest weight classes. Is that where the toughest final will be, or are you looking elsewhere at that Plainview Amherst match?
No, I'm actually 113 pounds. Has got a chance to absolutely set the place on fire with Chris Worth out of Eustis Farnham against Brian Weegee. You know, Brian Weegee's a two-time placer. He's been a state runner-up, but there's been a guy that's given him tons of trouble in his entire career, and that's Chris Worth. In fact, beat him at the state tournament last year, beat him in the finals of this tournament last year.
Well, there's going to be a lot of what is cool about wrestling, a lot of history when we get into that, and we're looking forward to that coming up here at the wrestling championships here at Amherst. We're going to take a break. Be back with more as we're getting very close to the start of the Amherst Wrestling Finals on Classic Hits 98.9 and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. That's PlatteRiverPreps.com. If you got folks up in Neely, Oakdale, Plainview, the Sandhill, Stedford area that don't pick up the radio signal or wherever, you go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll be right back.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loup City. You know the people who work there, and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade pulled sausage. Isn't it just nice to know that all the food you can buy locally is fresh, and the people that help you are the same friendly faces that live on the same street? Their kids go to the same school. That's what you get at Joe's Market in Loup City. Joe's Market is proud to support the area athletes.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker, back with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show from the Amherst Invite, where the Consolation Wrestlebacks have finished up. So now we know who the final four in each weight class will be. We'll bring that along, too, as well. Yesterday, had a chance to catch up with Amherst head wrestling coach Tyler Herman on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Jim Langan was my co-host, and we talked a little bit about today's Amherst Invitational and how his team has done so far this year.
It looks like it's going to be another good one this year. We have 16 schools coming in, 15 Class D schools, and then Shelton, Kennesaw is Class C. We have 26 rated kids coming in, two number ones and then six number twos. It looks like in 11 of the 14 weights, you're going to have two or more rated individuals. 106 and 126, you have three ranked kids, and those look like so far the deepest weights. Tomorrow is the first time ever that we're going to give an outstanding wrestler award at the end of the tournament, and if I had to put money on it, I would say 106 or 126 is going to be the OW. Like I said, a ton of good schools, a ton of good individuals, and it's a tournament that's going to let us know where we're sitting.
A lot of people that I've talked to may think that the best wrestler tomorrow, and I'll let you give your thoughts on this, could be Stuart Hercock, who already beat Thomas Conley, who was number one in Class C at 170 pounds. Tell me about him and if that might be a true assessment.
Yeah, I think that very well could be true. Stuart's off to a 15-0 start this year. He's wrestled some tough kids. He's not going to see any rated individuals tomorrow. But that doesn't mean there's not going to be some tough kids for him to compete against. You know, he's one of those kids that he's a grinder. He's a hard-nosed wrestler. I know I'm going to get 100% out of Stewart for six straight minutes. And that's one thing that I think that's made him real successful. You know, he's just one of those kids that the tougher the match is, the bigger the match, the better he is. Of course, he's a Shattern State recruit. He signed with Shattern a couple months ago. Mostly, I mean, his goal right now is to cap his career off with the individual state title. Last year, he was runner-up, lost a big heartbreaker in the last second of the state finals to Brett Ryan from Cedar Valley. So the only thing on his mind right now is improving each and every day and every week and being on top of that podium in Omaha.
We're talking with Tyler Herman, head wrestling coach at Amherst. Their invitational is tomorrow. You've already had four events under your belt, including wrestling already during the holidays. How do you like the way the season has went so far for your crew?
You know, I think we wrestled really well in December. The Rena invite, the Wood River invite, and the Sutherland invite, we won team titles at those tournaments, anywhere from 10 to 11 medalists at each one. Looked really sharp, and then we come back after the holiday break, and I thought we looked a little flat. We didn't wrestle as well as we could have at the Wood River duels this past Saturday. We got beat 40-27 by the Syracuse, who's ranked second as a team in Class B, so a darn good team. But I don't think we wrestled as well as we could have, so we're looking to kind of get back on track. We did a lot of fixing things this week technically, so hopefully we're ready to go because it doesn't get any easier this weekend.
Yeah, and let's face it, everybody else is already looking ahead to next weekend. Even though Plainview's coming in next week, you go to Stromsburg for the Cross County Invitational, and that's where Pender's going to be. And I've already kidded you about the rankings. Amherst is number one by the coaches or by the by Husker Matt and Ross Halford. You do the rankings for Class D. You put yourself second because Pender has more points coming back from last year. But it's you and Pender, and then there's probably more of a drop-off than there has been. But everybody's looking forward to that next week. How do you keep the focus this week, and what about that next week?
We haven't even talked one bit about next week at all. Obviously, the only thing on our mind is tomorrow. We'll worry about next week on Monday. You know, obviously Pender's a great team, a lot of studs on their team, a lot of horses, but we're going to that tournament to see some other schools that we normally don't see as well. I mean, you got York High there, you got David City Public, both got great teams, High Plains. So there's going to be a ton of good individuals there, and it's a pool tournament. It's not an individually bracketed tournament, it's a pool tournament, so every kid's going to get five matches guaranteed. And I tell you what, it's going to be a dogfight, and with those good individuals and those good teams there, it's going to kind of let us know where we stand. Like you said, you know, in the NSWC ratings that I do, I got Pender number one based off the fact that they have 131 returning state tournament points, we have 108. So early in the year, that's kind of what I base my ratings off of. And we'll go from there. Well, I guess we'll find out next week kind of where both teams sit and how good we are at this point in the season.
Tyler Herman with us here. He's the wrestling coach at Amherst. Let's get back to tomorrow's meet. Everybody's going to say you and Plainview. Who else is headed in the right direction early on in the season as far as the team race goes?
I'd say that as far as the team race goes, it would probably be us and Plainview. These other schools have some great individuals, maybe not going to score as many team points as us and Plainview, but they got a lot of individuals that are going to do well and make some of these weight classes tough. Kennesaw Shelton's got a full lineup. They got some tough kids. Fullerton's got a couple tough individuals. SEM, Eustis Farnham. I mean, I'm looking at the ratings here right now in front of me, and I see so many different schools that have rated kids. So everybody's going to contribute with some studs here and there, which makes it all around a good, solid tournament.
Well, you touched on a couple of the weight classes at 106 and 126. It's going to have some good matchups there. I have to smile when I see that Overton's heavyweight and Zach Zaleski is just glad that Shaw finally graduated from Cambridge so he doesn't have to wrestle him five times a year. But should be a good overall meet. I'll ask you this here in January, because the thing about wrestling is it just flies right by, because, ladies and gentlemen, we're 1 month away from district tournament action already for the wrestlers. The dual tournament comes into play this year as well. Tyler, are you guys more set up to win a title in Omaha or a title in Kearney?
Well, to be honest with you, Doug, I'd like to win them both. But, you know, I don't know. It's hard to tell right now. We've had one dual tournament, and that was last weekend at the Wood River Duels. And we'll have one more duel up at Ainsworth on January 25th. So we only have six actual duels. Right now, it's hard to tell what type of dual team we have. We fill every weight class except 220. And when you have, anytime you have an open weight for a dual tournament, that's not good. You're giving up 6 points if the other team is full. But I think we have both a good tournament team and a good dual team. Honestly, it's going to come down to who's wrestling best at that time of the year. You know how it is. You know, who's wrestling well now doesn't mean a whole lot. It's more importantly, you know, who's wrestling well that third and fourth weekend in February and who's hot and who's got things going in the right direction then. But, you know, I think we got great chances to win both, and I'll guarantee you Pender's thinking the same thing. So it's going to be a dogfight, I can tell you that.
Coach, are you full strength right now, or do you have any injuries at all?
Right now we got a couple of our JV kids banged up, but as far as our varsity lineup goes, everybody's going to be competing tomorrow. That's another thing with this time of the year. It's such a grind this month of January, so you try and do your best as you can to keep everybody healthy and everybody feeling well and getting ready to go for that month of February. But as of tomorrow, we're good to go.
That was Coach Tyler Herman and a chat we had with him yesterday on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, talking about his team, talking about all the great kids that are on hand here. I know we're only a month in, Larry Baker. How have you seen the first month of the wrestling season, not necessarily just for these teams, but overall? I haven't heard any real breaking stories. I haven't heard about any kids really being knocked out for the year from our area for some early injuries. It seemed to have been pretty quiet. And I think also when you get to wrestle during the holiday break now, we're starting to see more wrestling done by this time of the year than we have in years past.
Yeah, and actually, Doug, you're exactly right. It's been eerily quiet in the sense it's been very workmanlike. All of the teams, like you say, in the area are really on the bigger scale in the state, have gone to their meets, they've done their wrestling, there haven't really been any earth-shattering things happen, but there are a lot of really good weights and really good wrestlers in the state right now across the classes, and I think the thing with that, what that tells us is we may crescendo into our districts and state tournament this year, where a lot of times, like last year, we still could have it here, but big fireworks at this meet. You know, a lot of meets throughout the state, there were big fireworks throughout the months of the wrestling season, and we didn't necessarily see it at the state tournament. This year it's been very workmanlike. Most seasons when that happens, look out at the state meet.
Also, things are going to be a little bit different in the districts this year. The D3, which we have done for years, has either been here at Amherst or at Elm Creek. That's not the case this year. It's going to be at Cambridge. That also means that we're going to have a few teams that aren't always together. Now, this Cambridge district will still be plenty full of the teams that are here today, but there will be a little bit of a shakeup there. It will be different.
It will be. And, you know, there was a shakeup across the state with that thing. We had a situation where we got a new wrestling guy at the NSAA. He's done a great job for us. but he did something really different. It says right in the bylaws, Doug, you have to count the schools from west to east. In the NSA bylaws, it says you have to count the schools west to east to form your districts. He counted them east to west because he felt like he wanted to shake things up. That's awesome for the eastern end of the state. It made a giant mess in the western end of the state. And one of the things you're talking about is the D3 district being down in Cambridge with different schools.
Well, we'll see how that plays out because it's only a month away from districts and then, of course, on to the state wrestling tournament. We'll take a break here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. The Amherst Wrestling Finals are just a couple of minutes away as they're making the introductions right now here at Amherst. We'll be right back.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Sundays. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clear. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
Doug Duda along with Larry Baker here on Classic Hits 98.9. The NFL playoffs are currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. At the half, the Houston Texans lead the Cincinnati Bengals by a score of 9-7. Tonight, it will be the Packers taking on the Vikings. Let's take a look. We've told you who's in the championships. Here's who's in third and fourth. Deanna 106, Wyatt Lane, Arcadia Loop City against Taven Souser, Plainview. Brandon Brood of Arapahoe against Dylan Moore, Plainview at 113. At 120, Aaron Heffley, Eustace Farnham, and Taylor Souser of Plainview. At 126, Grant Florell, Amherst, Thomas Foster, Medicine Valley. Constellations at 132, Jose Gomez, Shelton, Kennesaw against Rod Farr of Cambridge. Casey DePhillips of Overton will take on Garrett Allemang of Neely Oakdale at 138. At 145, Garrett Sonder up in Fullerton against Ty Contreras of Medicine Valley, Eric Rasmussen of Amherst, and Garrett Jacobson of Neely Oakdale at 152. At 160, Patrick Gardner of Arapahoe and Chris Gilming of Shelton, Kennesaw. 175, third and fourth place match, Brett Jones, Medicine Valley, Michael Oberg, Sandhills, Thetford, Tanner Freeman, Sandhills, Thetford, Brett Gardner, Arapahoe at 182. Rock Shop, Cambridge, Connor Bentley, Neely Oakdale at 195. Chad Henn, Neely Oakdale, Robert Hanna, Cambridge at 220. Out of the third and fourth place match at heavyweight, Josh Zern, Plainview, and Tanner Hercock of Amherst. We'll be back with more and get you the championships underway at the Amherst Invitational right after this.
Stop in and see John or Ed at Erickson Ford in Loop City today for a reduced interest rate as low as 0% for 60 months. Rebates of up to $8,500 on select models. Now's the time to buy new at Erickson Ford. 0% interest and up to $8,500. You heard correct. $8,500 rebates being offered on select models. You need to get to Erickson Ford in Loop City now. Knowledgeable, no pressure sales team, saving you money. Erickson Ford, finding the vehicle you want with outstanding service after the sale since 1972 in Loop City. Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
As always, I want to say a big thank you to the athletic director, Rod Evans, and all the folks here at Amherst for their hospitality, no matter what the sport is. Of course, they're just as big into wrestling as any other sport, so we're looking forward to bringing you the championships here from Amherst. And as always, to the many fine sponsors, thanks so much for your time. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark for a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The championships get underway with David Jimenez of Shelton, Kennesaw, and Trey Nicolai at Cedar Valley at 106, Brian Weeches of Amherst, and Chris Worth of Eustace Farnham at 113. And it's coming your way next on Classic Hits.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS AgriService Center, people and resources you can count on always.
Doug Doolittle, Larry Baker, the whistles have blown, and Larry, we are underway with the 106-pound championship. Trey Nicolai, a 17-2 sophomore out of Cedar Valley, which is Greeley-Wallback, Cedar Rapids, against the 19-1 junior David Jimenez of Shelton, Kennesaw.
Yeah, and this you've got number 2 in Class E versus number 4 in Class D, and you got pedigree out of Trey Nicolai. Dads, uncles, brothers, and cousins, all state champions and state finals in their lives. And you've got a young man here that I'm sure is going to see a state final at some point.
And Nicolai in on the shot, has a single leg but cannot finish. Jimenez trying to get the ankle out of there. They're tied up on the mat, and now he lost control, and there will be a takedown for Nicolai.
That's really big, Doug. A lot of people have looked at David Jimenez as one of the best six-pounders in the state, regardless of class. And Trey's kind of undersized as a six-pounder. He's awful long, not real strong, but he uses tremendous technique to work his way around the wrestling mat. This is big for him to get that takedown here.
The consolation matches at 106, Wyatt Lane of Arcadia Loop City and Taven Saucer of Plainview. And at 113, Dylan Moore of Plainview has the early takedown. And it's up 2-0 here over Brandon Pruitt of Arapaho. Again, the consolation matches, that one-minute first period. And, of course, the championships, the two-minute first period. Now here's an escape by Jimenez right off the whistle, so it's 2-1 with 30 seconds to go in the opening period.
Yeah, they're back on their feet. Nicolai doesn't want to be in these tough ties. And right here he got fireman's carry to his butt. No points yet. Jimenez doing a good job keeping that arm up above the elbow. He's looking to just circle around and get two here. Trey Nicolai doesn't want to be in those deep ties. That's going to get him in trouble. They stalemated it out there. It's bad for Jimenez. That was a really good shot to get no points.
So they'll be both back on their feet, neutral, and in on the shot right away. Jimenez with 14 seconds left in the first period. Nicolai up 2-1. Jimenez showing a little more power here in the first period. And he'll get the takedown to take a 3-2 lead as time expires.
Yeah, he'd been in deep several times and just wasn't able to finish. And there, because of the escape after Trey's takedown, it's going to be 3-2 moving to the second period. And Jimenez, nope, Trey Nicolai took down.
I'm already liking my new score sheet, Larry.
It's a good-looking score sheet.
Wonder where a guy could get a score sheet like that.
Hey, just don't tell anybody where that came from.
I won't. Miscos. over in the consolation matches, Wyatt Lane is now up 4-0 midway through the second period over Taven Saucer of Plainview. And in the 113 consolation, a 6-1 lead for Dylan Moore. He's got his man on the back, Pruitt of Arapaho.
Yeah, and you down there in that constellation with Arcadia Loop City with Wyatt Lane. They had a very, very good season so far. Just gets the fall there, so he's going to take home third place in a very tough weight today, Doug.
He'll do that in 3.5 minutes, or 2.5 minutes, as the case may be, for Dylan Moore. 10:230 for Dylan Moore.
And now starting on mat one, we're going to see Jesse Lammers of Cedar Valley, number two rated in the state, multiple-time state medalist. He's won 3 state medals in his career, never been to the finals yet. And we've got Colton Barrett from Amherst, who got the big upset over Aaron Huffley from Eustis Farnham, 6 rated in the state in the semis. So that was a pretty big upset there, Barrett over Huffley.
Back over to the 106-pound matchup. It's still Jimenez 3 and Nikolai 2 with 45 seconds to go here. There has been no change in this second period. Nikolai chose bottom, hasn't been able to get off that, and Jimenez is really working and putting pretty good as Nikolai is flat on his stomach.
This is one of the positions that he's had trouble with in the past. Him and both Jesse Lammers from Cedar Valley have had trouble getting out off the bottom. You have to score on your choice, Doug. That's a really big part of wrestling. You have to score on your choice, and most generally you take down. If you get ridden out, you put yourself in a really tough spot.
So, yes, a 106 and a 120-pound final going on, just the way that they get called. We'll have the Regentsworth match waiting on deck at 113. No score through the first minute. Between Burke, a 15-5 freshman, Lammers, a 12-2 senior, and Lammers in on a single leg with 50 seconds to go here in the first period. In the 106, time will expire with no change in the score. It will remain 3-2 in favor of Jimenez, and Jimenez will get choice to go to the third period.
Yeah, and Jimenez is going to go on his feet here. I think he feels very comfortable all the way around in this match.
And right off the whistle, he takes a shot, which is countered by Nikolai, and he'll ride him out of bounds, throw him out, and they'll restart.
Doug, if Jimenez can keep this pace up through the rest of the season, he's got a chance to win a state title. He's very, very good. He's a huge 106-pounder. He's got a ton of grit. Remember, he played fullback on a very good football team this year. We know he's tough, but if he can keep this pace through the season, he's got a great chance to see the parade.
Jesse Lammers has the first takedown of the 120-pound final. 25 seconds to go there in the first period, leading it 2-0 over Colton Burke of Amherst. Over at the consolation of 106, there's 45 seconds left to go. Wyatt Lane of Arcadia Loop City is in total control, 9-0 in his match. Or excuse me, did we get the wrong one there? Dylan Moore is in control of his match over Brandon Fruitt.
Yeah, and they're going to move to the second period down there on mat one with Lammers and Barron. I would anticipate to see Lammers control this match, Doug. Colton Barron's had a great season so far, but he's 15-5. He's just a freshman wrestling a senior with a ton of experience.
So Plainview gets a couple of third places there.
Yeah, Plainview brought a busload of quality wrestlers to Amherst. They do a tremendous job. They've got a great coaching staff. They wrestle a huge Northeast Nebraska schedule. Coach Boyer will always bring good kids.
Now back over here at the 120-pound match. We have got a takedown for Amherst and Colton Burke to tie it up with Lammers at 2-2 with a minute 20 to go in the second period.
And this is a spot Amherst wrestlers most generally are really good on top, Doug. They run a lot of wrist tilt series, wing tilt, and Lammers in his career has had trouble getting up off the bottom. Will be interesting to see.
Takedown for Jimenez. He's now, as you said, up 5-2. We've got a stall warning on Jimenez, but there's only 10 seconds left, and it looks like David's going to be the first winner here this afternoon as the final 10 seconds click off the clock here. And Jimenez will win it by a score of 5-2. Final score for David Jimenez, who now improves to 20-1. Trey Nikolai will go to 17-3.
Yeah, Trey, actually, I mean, his game in that match, it's just it's a pretty big match for a young man like that. Down here on mat one, Doug, this is the spot we talked about where Jesse Lammers at times has struggled on the bottom. It's 2-2, and he's getting ridden out.
30 seconds to go there in the second period. Lammer scored in the first, and Colton Burke scored in the second. Now we've got Chris Wirth of Eustace Farnham, 16-1 sophomore against the 19-2 junior Brian Weeches of Amherst. They'll meet here at the 113-pound final. Third place match at 120, Aaron Heffley of Eustace Farnham is trailing Taylor Sosser of Plainview by a score of 2-0 late in the first period. You're listening to the Amherst Wrestling Invitational Finals, and Lammers has been warned for stalling in the final seconds of the second period, which could come up big in the third if you get that escape, make it a 3-2 match.
Yeah, that's absolutely huge, and Barron's going to go down. So this thing probably will get decided on their feet.
So Colton Burke, tied 2-2, takes down in the third period. Needs an escape to get that lead. Lampers will have to try and score from the top.
I don't know that he can turn him. Weegee's got some blood, looks like, above his head.
Did not take long for that to happen.
No. Those two, you know, they're going to get at it. They've wrestled each other so many times. They've gone back and forth. Weegee, the two times I've seen him this year, has just looked like an animal, Doug. He's really looked good. But, again, styles make fights, and Worth has just given him a ton of trouble in his career.
In the third-place match, Taylor Sosser has a 2-1 lead over Aaron Heffley of Eustace Farnham as they begin the second period. We're down to a minute 20 to go over here in the 120-pound championship match at the Amherst Invitational, 2-2 between Lammers of Cedar Valley and Burke of Amherst. Burke on bottom. Lammers has rolled him out, but again, he's already been dinged for stalling, so if he gets late in this period and is just trying to get on a hip or something here, they could ding him again.
And Dale Bean, the official in that match, will not let you lay around. He will be a factor in that match.
A minute, now 50 seconds to go as Lammers comes out to the side, trying to get a turn, trying to maybe set up a wing here, but he lost it. Now he comes back on top with 40 seconds to go. And they're near the edge of the mat, but it would take some work to get out of bounds, although it looks like Burke is trying to get to the edge of the mat and get a restart here.
That's what he wants, Doug. He wants to get out and get a fresh whistle. Now that you're inside 30 seconds, this is the best time for him to get a fresh whistle and get out, because there's not that much time for him to get taken back down to lose the match.
He is about to get out of the circle with 16 seconds to go. The coach, Tyler Herman, trying to get him pulled out over here. And we had a big move over here with Worth throwing his opponent, Weeches, right to his back midway through the first period. And Weeches is in trouble.
He's in big, big trouble, Doug. He's got him in a deep head chaucer.
Weeches trying to bridge out of this thing, but Worth blocking him up. There's still 30 seconds to go, and he got the pin. Chris Worth, in a minute 30, gets the pin.
And it, Doug, this is just it. Weeches has just had trouble with Worth. Every time I've seen Weeches this year, he's looked dynamite. And here's a spot where he just gets caught in a chaucer, and big trouble.
Worth gets the big win. Now back over to the 120-pound final. There's 6 seconds to go in the 2-2 match between Lammers and Colton Burke of Amherst. Lammers trying to ride him out for the whole third period here. He's 7 seconds away from doing it. Burke tries to come up. He'll pick his ankle. And now he holds on for dear life, and that baby's going overtime.
If there's 5 more seconds there, he gets called for stalling. He just held on to that ankle for 10 seconds.
So 2-2, they go right to their feet. In the 120-pound championship, 126 is also on the mat. Tyon Boyer of Plainview, 13-3 sophomore. Alex Lorimar, 15-3 senior of Fullerton. But right now our focus is on this overtime match at 120. Can Colton Burke be the first champion from Amherst today? Or can Lammers get another win here in Amherst as they come to the edge of the mat?
I'm telling you, Doug, if Burke gets this takedown, it will register on the Richter scale in this place.
He seems to be the aggressor right
yes.
now, too, Larry.
Yes, the momentum is in his favor here.
Lammers is waiting for the freshman to make a mistake and do the slide.
You're exactly right, Doug. He's tightened up.
Now they come down, goes for the shot. Lammers can't get a leg. Trying to lock up ahead, and it's going to be Burke circling. Lammers has to be careful. He's going to be taken down, and he is. Colton Burke gets the takedown. He shoved Lammers back. Lammers lost his balance. Burke got the legs and took him down.
That's huge, Doug. I'm telling you, Jesse Lammers is going to beat everybody in the state. That's going to be a big deal in seedings coming down to the end of the year at the district tournament. Burke's going to be able to use that. He went through this day and beat number 6 in the state in the semis and beats number 2 in the state here in the finals. What a day for the freshman.
We'll take a break. You're listening to the Amherst Wrestling Invitational here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Amherst, Sumner. We'll be right back.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Doug Duda and Larry Baker back with you here at Amherst, and we have three champions so far. They are David Jimenez, Shelton Kennesaw, Chris Worth, Eustace Farnham, Colton Burke from Amherst at 126. It is Alex Lorimar of Fullerton, a 6-2 lead over Tyon Boyer Plainview at the end of the first period. And now at 132, Corby Forbes of Plainview ranked third. Logan Dibbern of Amherst ranked fifth in the state, Larry.
Yeah, and this is a rematch from the finals last year at the Amherst Invite where Dibbern came out, had a blazing fast start, and held on at the end for the win. We've seen that table turn here a little bit where we've seen Corby Forbes take down Logan Dibbern twice in this first period. He's gotten out both times. So the score is 4-2, 40 seconds left. Dibbern's in deep on a shot, and he's going to get the takedown to tie the score 4-4. Doug, Corby Forbes is a senior, 12-5, wrestles a pretty tough schedule. He was a state champion 2 years ago. Last year was unable to defend his state title due to a skin issue. So he is a very accomplished wrestler.
So 4-4, still in the first period, 15 seconds to go with Logan Dibbern on top. And now he's turning him, and he's getting some back points. Corby Forbes is on his back. He's got 5 seconds to ride this baby out. He's got a good hip tilt here. He will not get pinned, but he will be behind 7-4.
Doug, that's a big deal. He's going to get 3 near fall. He turned him with a wrist half Nelson. That's a big deal. You got to be a tough, tough kid to turn a guy as tough as Corby Forbes with a wrist half.
7-4 at the end of the first period for Logan Dibbern. Back over here to the 126-pound. No change in score in the second period. Lorimar of Fullerton, a 6-2 lead over Tyon Boyer of Plainview. Boyer has been on bottom the entire period.
Yeah, Lorimer's an awful tough wrestler. Boyer's the coach's son. Great kid, but Lorimer's a class here right now.
Third place match at 126, Brant Florell of Amherst, a 2-0 lead over Thomas Foster of Medicine Valley. Other third places, Taven Dylan Moore of Plainview, a winner, 9-0 over Pruitt of Arapahoe, and Aaron Heffley, a pin in 4:59 of Eustace Farnham over Taylor Saucer of Plainview.
One of the things that we're going to find out about Corby Forbes is what kind of shape he's in. The one thing I'll tell you is there's a tank on the back of most of these Amherst wrestlers, Doug, and they're going to be able to go deep into the match. The Dibberns, all four of them, the one thing you can guarantee you're going to get if you wrestle them is beat up, and beat up. You might beat them, but they're going to keep coming.
By the way, Wyatt Lane of Arcadia Loop City was the winner at 106 consolation. By a pin in 2:30. Dibbern here has taken an escape in the second period after starting on bottom. He's now up 8-4 over Forbes of Plainview, and you'll have another Plainview Amherst matchup at 138, Devin Dibbern and Evan Ashoff.
Yeah, and down there at 126 pounds, you do have Brant Florell, who's up 4-0. He took a tough loss today, Doug, to Boyer in the semis, a match that I know the Amherst contingent thought that Florell should have won, and he probably should have. He got a little lackadaisical on his feet, got taken down a couple times, and that's how it works.
126-pound final is now 7-3. An escape at the end of the second and an escape at the start of the third. Each scores. Lorimar of Fullerton leading Ty and Boyer of Plainview 7-3. And they've had a couple of stops here early in this third period due to injuries. And there, a headbutt. There might be some blood on the mat right now between Lorimar and Boyer. And they're about ready to come off the edge of the mat over here between Logan Dibbern and Corby Forbes.
This is going to be interesting coming down into the end of this, Doug, because you've got a situation where Corby Forbes, he's a state champion. He's got all the stuff. He's very technically sound. He came out really spitting fire. And ever since Dibbern's mounted his comeback, Forbes has really started to come backwards. Dibbern's going to get another takedown right at the end of the period.
And Logan Dibbern looking extremely good right now. He leads it 10-4 over Corby Forbes at the end of the second period after falling behind early 4-1. And now it's going to be up to Forbes to choose. He'll take bottom, and he's got a lot of points. He's got to find a way to put Dibbern yes. on his back, not necessarily pin him, but he's down 6, so he's got to find a way to get him on his back at some point. Over that consolation match, Brant Florell now has a 4-1 lead after two periods against Thomas Foster of Medicine Valley. Still blood tie between Lorimar and Boyer with the Fullerton wrestler up 7-3 in the third.
I can't express how impressive this has been by Dibbern so far. Dibbern's young. He's just a sophomore. Comes out, gives up two quick takedowns. Looks like maybe he's in big trouble. And true to form, he just keeps coming and coming and coming and coming.
Well, really working off the bottom here, off the whistle, is Forbes. Nearly had the reversal, but a good job by Dibbern to set and get out of bounds and restart.
Forbes isn't just some Johnny-come-lately. This is an elite high school Class D wrestler.
Well, this is one of the top matches that everybody was anticipating today here at the 132-pound final. And right now, it's 10-4. Logan Dibbern of Amherst with the lead over Corby Forbes of Plainview.
And one of the things that, you know, he rides that tight waist wing, wrist wing. Both him and his brothers, they ride that so well that they're very hard to get out on.
Forbes comes to his feet, but just as he pops up, Dibbern takes him right back down to the mat. We're down to 50 seconds to go here in the final.
And just riding him tough. He's got that high half on again.
Now he's got to be careful not to do too much, doesn't he, Larry? He's got this one. Unless he makes a mistake, and he started to get a little high there and readjusted.
And that's the tough thing with Devin and Logan Dibbern is they have one speed.
Yeah.
Doug, Tyler and I have actually talked about this just in the recent weeks, but you are exactly right. They've got one speed, and they're just going to keep coming. And that can be dangerous at times for yourself.
I'm not sure that we told you for sure that Amherst was going to be your team champion. Plainview setting in second. Shelton Kennesaw and Neely Oakdale were tied for third coming into this round, but with the win by Jimenez, they're now in third. Medicine Valley is setting in fifth, and we'll keep you up to date. Got some action over here in the consolation matches. Foster of Medicine Valley has rallied back in this one against Florell of Amherst as they come off the mat. It's 5-3. Florell has the lead. Down to the final few seconds here between Dibbern and Forbes, and Dibbern has turned him again, and he's getting more. Well, he got one stroke, but not enough to get the back points. It doesn't matter. It is over. Logan Dibbern has picked up a 10-4 victory over Corby Forbes.
That's a big, big win, Doug. I mean, especially the way that match started. You see Forbes coming off the mat. He's very, very slow. He put a lot into winning this match and didn't get close.
Now we're 5-5, Brant Florell and Thomas Foster over the consolation match with 10 seconds left to go. And it looks like that's headed to overtime as they head to the edge of the mat. They're still working on the blood over here in the 126 championship. We're about ready to go with Lorimar of Fullerton leading Ty and Boyer of Plainview 7-3. There's a minute 36 left in that match. The 138-pound championship is on deck. Devin Dibbern of Amherst and Evan Ashkoff of Plainview. They will head to overtime between Brant Florell and Thomas Foster in the third place match. And now the whistle blows here at 126, Larry. Is Fullerton one of those up-and-coming programs? I'm honest, you don't hear that name all that much. And when Tyler Herman said it yesterday, that was something different.
They were dynamite last year, Doug. They most of these same kids, and they really fell apart at the end of the year and struggled. And I think this year you're seeing the same type of record, but I think you are seeing a different focus from them to where they're going to try to finish the season the way they started these the last two.
Off the whistle, Lorimar gets another two-point takedown. He's up 9-3. He cuts Boyer. It's now 9-4. So he's in very good shape as they come back to their feet here. But Boyer looking for a big move here. He needs the old five-pointer throw to your back, and he's trying to get in on a headlock.
He's got it in his repertoire. I will tell you that about Boyer. He's got those tools in his toolbox.
But instead, Lorimar is able to switch, throw Boyer to his back. He's going to pick up the back points. It's a five-point move for him, which will put him up 14-4 with 30 seconds to go. Now over here in the consolation match, Amherst is going to get the overtime takedown with Brant Florell to win it 7-5.
Great scramble there. Florell coming back, getting third. Had the tough loss and really probably didn't expect to see himself in overtime here for third and fourth, but gutted it out. Good third-place finish. It'll be those third-place finishes that win a state title for whoever does.
Well, 126, a heck of a weight class, and you look at those two kids, 19 and 4, 15 and 5, that were wrestling in the third-place match, and it's just takedown and cut right now for Lorimar Fullerton, and the time will expire, and he will win the match by a score of 15-5, Lorimar of Fullerton. Let's take a quick break. You're listening to the Amherst Wrestling Invitational here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns and Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda back at the Amherst Wrestling Invitational. We're about an hour in and about 35 minutes into the wrestling, and we're at 138 pounds for the championship. We've got 132 and 138 consolation matches out there. Casey DePhillips of Overton, Garrett Allemang of Neely Oakdale, and at 132, Jose Gomez Shelton Kennesaw is down to Roger Farr of Medicine Valley, 5-0. As they are just underway in the third period. But the big match, Devin Dimmer, an 18-1 sophomore of Amherst, Evan Ashcoff, 11-3 senior Plainview. They've had a scoreless first period, but it hasn't been for lack of aggression. They've went off the mat numerous times.
Yeah, and it seems like, I mean, these guys, I have no idea. Maybe they love each other off the mat, but boy, when you look at it on, it looks like there's no love lost. Last year, Devin Dimmer embarrassed Ashcoff here in the finals, and Ashcoff got the last laugh beating him at the state tournament. And for third and fourth.
That was really Devin's first major high school win. I think it was 8-0 or something like that. He really controlled the match.
Yeah, you're exactly right. He had a takedown from feet to back. And what you're seeing here is just massive physical wrestling. They've gone out of bounds a few times. Devin's in deep on a shot here.
And on the single, 15 seconds to go. Ashcroft trying to get to the edge of the mat here and get out of bounds. Right at the Amherst coaches, and he yanks it back in and gets the takedown. Takedown for Devin Dimmer.
Dimmer did a nice job there because Ashcroft was in pretty good position. He had a whizzer wrist, and Dimmer just drug him back into the mat, and it created a little bit of space.
Time runs out in the first period, so the late takedown, 2-0 Dibbern with the lead. And now the flipping of the cardboard disc, and the choice will go.
And this is interesting. Dibbern takes both up. Last year at the state tournament, Dibbern took down and got ridden terribly. So what you see here is Dibbern doesn't want to go back under him. He wants to stay on his feet, Doug.
So both on top here. And Ashoff will also get the choice in third period if it gets that far.
13 months ago, and the memory stays pretty fresh.
Consolation matches far of Medicine Valley, a 5-1 lead over Gomez of Shelton Kennesaw with just 20 seconds to go. And Allemang of Neely Oakdale has a 2-0 lead now over DePhillips of Overton in the third-place match at 138 with 30 seconds to go in the second period.
Ashoff took a poor shot there, and Dibbern, I'm sure they're going to go out of bounds. No change here, but put Dibbern in a really good spot. Ashoff looked a little bit slow on that shot.
NFL playoffs, 10.5 to go in the third quarter. Houston has just scored. They're up 15-7, pending the extra point here against the Cincinnati Bengals on ESPN 1460.
That was a great shot. He passed. Ashoff passed Dibbern's elbow, took a shot, and Dibbern just ran out of it.
That was different. Something you don't see very often, kind of sprinting out of a lockup. So far, your winners: David Jimenez, Shelton Kennesaw, Chris Worth, Eustace Farnham, Colton Burke, Amherst, Alex Lorimar, Fullerton, Logan Dibbern of Amherst, and now the Dibbern, Evan Ashoff, 138-pound final, 2-0. Dibbern has the lead with 51 seconds left in the second period. He had a late first-period takedown for the only points.
And really the key there, Doug, is it happened late in the period. Ashoff wasn't able to get out. That allows Dibbern to take both up here, and he doesn't have to go under him, because Ashoff can take down, and it's still 2-1. This thing is going to be decided on our feet.
Farr of Cambridge takes third at 132 over Gomez of Shelton Kennesaw. And DePhillips of Overton trails 4-0 to Allemang of Neely Oakdale at 138. You've got your 145 first-place match, and Mason Klingelhofer with an early takedown here of Brennan Shukai of Sandhills Deptford, right to his back on the edge of the mat here. He may get an early pin, and he does. Locked up that far side cradle, and it took him 42 seconds.
Mason Klingelhofer's wrestling incredibly well right now, Doug. He's got a couple really big wins already this season, number two rated in the state. And in the big match at 138 pounds with fourth rated Devin Dibbern, two rated Evan Ashoff. 7 seconds left in the second period. It looks like Dibbern may be starting to run out of a little air here.
I was going to say, what a run this would be if Amherst could get three in a row here from 32 to 45.
That would be big. And the one that they lost was 113, which I'm sure they, even though they've struggled with him, I'm sure they thought they'd win that.
No scoring in that period, so it is still Devin Dibbern leading it 2-0. And Ashoff of Plainview with third period choice takes down, so he's got to score off the bottom here.
And on mat number one, you've got another big matchup with number two rated Calvin Freix from SEM wrestling Tony Steinkraus, a 10-1 junior rated sixth in the state. So two top six guys down here wrestling right now with Steinkraus ahead 2-0.
And back over here in the 138-pound final, a little trouble for Ashoff. He got tipped to his back. Two near fall points for Dibbern. He's now up 4-0 with a minute 30 to go.
See, it's tough going under a Dibbern. That is, you're rolling the dice when you choose down against one of the Dibbern boys from Amherst. They're dynamite on top, tremendous grip. They're rodeo kids, so you understand how tight some of those grips can be on those farm kids. And the Dibberns break every bone in your hand shaking them.
Steinkraus gets the early takedown over Frerix, leads it 2-0, and now 2-2 reversal, and the coach from Plainview wants an explanation. In fact, it wasn't a reversal. We've got a 2-2 score, so...
So it was a takedown Steinkraus, reversal Frerix, and Frerix
yes,
is now on top.
Yes, it was, so it's 2-2.
And you're getting ready to get another reversal, Doug. Two-point reversal by Steinkraus. It's now 4-2 with 59 seconds left in the first period.
One of those 16-14 finals. And over here, Devin Dibbern, if he was out of wind, that two-point near fall gives him some extra energy with 45 seconds to go. He's up 4 over Ashkoff, who's still on bottom.
Well, I make that joke, Doug, about shaking Devin Dibbern's hand and that grip, but you see what he's doing. He gets a hold of a wrist. He runs his tight waist. and he's so strong with his hands, he's able to control the bottom wrestler. And right here's that wing tilt I was telling you about, and he's going to get more back points. That whole move is predicated on being able to have that seat belt across the tummy of the bottom wrestler and capturing his wrist. That whole move depends on how tight of a grip you have on that wrist.
And Dibbern is going to win the championship at 138 pounds over Evan Ashoff of Plainview. They're going to tack on more back points here at the end of this. Looks like a three-pointer. He'll win it by a score of 7-0. Devin Dibbern wins it by a score of 7-0, and he is the fourth Amherst champion of the day out of their eight finalists. Back over here at 152, an escape by Steinkrauer, by Frericks, makes it 4-3 to end the first period. So Tony Steinkraus of Plainview leads it 4-3 over Calvin Frericks at the end of the first period, and it will be Steinkraus to take bottom to start the second period. We need to take a break, so let's do it. More of the state of the Amherst Wrestling Tournament feels like state sometimes right after this on Classic Hits.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loup City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravana. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
You haven't experienced great food until you've made the short drive to Sumner to dine at Tubbs Pub. Tubbs Pub offers daily lunch specials sure to fill you up and homemade nightly dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. So make this short drive and see why everyone says great things for miles around about Tubbs Pub in Sumner. It's the best home cooking you'll find, and you won't even have to help with the dishes. Get to Tubbs Pub today. Tubbs Pub in Sumner, a proud supporter of tonight's game.
Back to the Amherst Wrestling Invitational. Doug Duda, Larry Baker with you here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Shelton, and Arapaho. We are at the 152-pound final where a very good second period here for Tony Steinkraus. Started on bottom, got the escape, got the takedown of Calvin Frericks to his back, and went from a 4-3 lead to a 10-3 lead.
Yeah, no question. He's really taking control here, Doug, and Frericks has really slowed down. I mean, Frericks rated number 2 in the state, Kreinhaus Steinkraus number 6 in the state, and it's looked the exact opposite to this point.
And they are going to run out of time here in the second period with a 10-3 lead for Tony Steinkraus.
One other thing you have to watch, you actually just started to see it right there. Calvin Frericks can be a little bit unconventional through his career, and like right there he started to throw that headlock, and he can score feet to back from just about anywhere, so you have to be careful.
He's decided to go both up here in the third period,
and that's what he's looking for, Doug, is something big.
A couple of consolation matches going on. Garrett Jacobson, Neely Oakdale, Eric Rasmussen, Amherst at 152. Rasmussen is now up 5-0 after getting his second period near ball. Jarrett Sonder up of Fullerton has a 4-1 lead over Ty Contreras of Medicine Valley with a minute to go in the second period of the 145-pound third-place match. Still 10-3 early on. No change here. Both up, but taking a shot at Steinkraus, trying to get in on a double. Lost it. It's down to a single, but he's still got a pretty good single wrapped up here, and if he pops his head out, he's going to have the takedown.
Yeah, he basically conceded that to Steinkraus.
Steinkraus up 12-3, a minute 20 to go. And over here in the consolation, a pin for Eric Rasmussen. He does it in 152-50.
Yeah, and Rasmussen, they're going to need the Rasmussen boys, Doug, at the end of the year. I think they're really important to what Amherst is trying to do. It's those backdoor points you need.
And now we've got some change over here where Frerichs has put Steinkraus on his back with 50 seconds to go here, and he's got him locked up pretty good, but I don't know if he's got him in a position to pin him. It looks like he's going to have to adjust here and give Steinkraus a chance to get out. Now he's got a better position with 40 seconds to go.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I said it.
Frerichs got him stacked, and he got the pin. Down 12-5, Calvin Frerichs gets the pin in 5:26.
Yeah, and it was actually 12-3, Doug, before the reversal. This is what I said about Frerichs. He's very unconventional at times. He's hard to wrestle. He's got great hips, and he's done that time and time in his career.
Well, there's your first underdog to come out. He wasn't the underdog in the seeding, but first kid that fell behind significantly and come back to win. So another win from Central Nebraska. This has not been the best finals for Plainview.
No. Yeah, that's a long bus trip home. Boy, you see, Coach Boyer is not happy.
That's a tough one. That is a tough one. But you called it. You said, Frerichs, one of those kids that can find a way to come back from a big deficit good enough that he can get some good things done. So that's where we're at right now. We're awaiting the 160-pound final between Colin Dibbern of Amherst and Garrett Dockweiler of South Loop. Then it's Stuart Hercock of Amherst at 170, number one-ranked wrestler, taking on Victor Johnson of Neely Oakdale, Chris Rasmussen of Amherst, Quentin Chancellor, Medicine Valley at 182. Right now it's all third-place matches out there, so let's give you an update. At 145, Garrett Sonder up of Fullerton, still up 4-1 over Ty Contreras of Medicine Valley, a minute to go there. 160 pounds, Chris Gilming of Shelton, Kennesaw, 2-0 lead after one period against Patrick Gardner of Arapahoe. And again, Gardner had to go overtime just to not make it to the finals. Now he's behind early to Gilming. And at 170, they're underway with Sandhill Stedford's Michael Oberg, a 4-0 lead over Brett Jones of Medicine Valley. We'll take a break. More of the Amherst Wrestling Invite after this on Classic Hits.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cenex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cenex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Welcome back with a couple of first-place matches now going on after Sandra of Fullerton wins the third-place match 6-1. You've got Stuart Hercock of Amherst and Victor Johnson of Neely Oakdale. This could be one of the bigger mismatches in the finals. Hercock, a dominant number one. And at 160 pounds, we've come to an end here. It looked like Gardner finished things off of Arapahoe against Gilmig of Shelton, Kennesaw in a back-and-forth match. It's going to be a pin 30 seconds into the third period. So you got 2.5, 3.5, 3:32 for Gardner to win by pin. But right now, as we come back to break the 160-pound final, Garrett Dockweiler of South Loop, Colin Dibbert of Amherst, and Dockweiler in on an immediate shot, and Colin Dibbert screamed out in pain, and this match will not continue. And, I mean, it's just 15 seconds in, Larry.
Yeah, it was very simple. Dockweiler gets in on a shot. Dibbert just started to turn and put his weight back and just immediately crumpled to the mat. In pain. Scott's down there looking at it now. Scott will have a pretty good idea of what it is, but Dibbert is a definite amount of pain, and of course he had the knee injury last year. I have no idea which, whether it's the same knee or not, but
of course in every other sport you see him wearing the brace. You really can't do that in wrestling, and sometimes that hurts. And Hercock now has a cradle hooked up over here in the 170-pound final against Johnson of Neely Oakdale, but he lost that cradle. He's up 5-0. Now they call it an illegal hold. It's 8-0 in favor of Hercock.
Yeah, and he's just kind of mauling him at this point, Doug, on Johnson of Neely Oakdale. He's just kind of giving him the business.
And it looks like Brent Gardner wastes no time in getting a pin in 50 seconds over here for the third place match at 182 pounds, so we're starting to see a few things move quickly.
Yeah, and Doug, you've got Rasmussen coming out right now. Chris Rasmussen from Amherst Wrestling, Quentin Chancellor of Medicine Valley, and this should be a pretty good match. Chancellor's a really good kid.
Chancellor 13-4 junior, Rasmussen 16-2 junior, who's had to go through some tough weight classes. He was one of those kids that was a little bit bigger when he started and hard to find an opening on the Amherst varsity sometimes, and he has taken his lumps but off to a good start here at 16-2. And over here, Victor Johnson, something wrong there. He's trying to catch his breath or shake something off, so they're waiting to get that Hercock match with him back underway. Brock Schaff of Cambridge, Connor Bentley, Neely Oakdale, 195-pound third-place match, so a really quick turn there. Getting through these last six matches, Larry.
Yeah, they're really starting to roll now. Chris Rasmussen down here getting the takedown. You don't want to get under him. He'll turn you. He's very, very good on top, Doug.
And he's just done that on Chancellor. He's got him on his back, and he's trying to get the pin here. He almost got a little too active and flipped himself over, but there's the pin. Rasmussen at 1:06, and they're going quick.
Yes, they are. That's a big, big win for him, Doug.
He's 17-2 already here on this young season. And now over at the Hercock match, it's going to be 10-0 to end the second period here. And Hercock will take bottom to start the second period up 10-0.
Yeah, Hercock's rolling. He'll go down here. He's very hard to ride because of how athletic he is, Doug. He's extremely athletic. He can run, jump, all of those things. And just like that right there, what starts to be a simple escape turns into a reversal, right into a wrist tilt. He's rated number one in the state. He's wrestled the best kids so far, and he has beaten them. He got beat in overtime last year in the state finals. Questionable call. I think it was the right call. But he has just been hungry ever since, been kind of on a mission.
And he is going to get the tech ball here, 15-0, doing it in 2 minutes and 27 seconds. Hercock of Amherst winning by tech ball over Johnson of Neely Oakdale. Three finals to go, and Michael Duffy of Shelton Kennesaw at 195, a 17-1 junior, against Garrett Nielsen of Eustace Farnham, a 16-3 junior. Then you'll have Rulon Taylor of Medicine Valley against Zach Oliver of Shelton Kennesaw, 220. Grant Clausen of SEM, Zach Zaleski of Overton will be in the heavyweight championship match. The Schaff-Bentley third-place match at 195 is scoreless with a minute to go in the second period.
Yeah, and you've got a situation where Duffy has looked really good today all the way through, Doug.
Again, Shelton Kennesaw, the only Class C team here, so maybe not as many of the kids rated as they would be in the Class D wrestling. Nielsen is sixth from Eustace Farnham, but Duffy should be rated as well for Shelton Kennesaw.
Yeah, no question. He's very muscly, just like his brother. He's a big, stout kid. He's going to get the takedown, I think, here, Doug.
He's got him wrapped up, bear hug, down to the mat he goes. It's 2-0.
Yep, that's a big takedown. Nielsen's had a big year at 16-3. Awful good wrestler. And we've seen that a few times here today, Doug, where a ranked wrestler, a fairly highly ranked wrestler, most of the rankings by now aren't complete guesses.
Yeah, you've seen some competition. Yeah, and again, like the old days, we're still at this point in the season, you'd be 10-0 or 9-3. Now you got kids that have 17, 16, 18 wins. And Brock Schaaf, leading 2-0 in his third place match. Our Amherst Invitational Wrestling coverage brought to you in part by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer. By all over here, we've got a pin in the 195-pound championship.
Well, Doug, you called it before the broadcast started. You said that he'd get a big win, and Duffy did.
Michael Duffy of Shelton, Kennesaw, getting the pin. And back over here to the Chris Rasmussen match. That has been put in the books, obviously, as well, with Rasmussen getting the win by pin at 106. Stuart Hercock winning by Tech Fall 15-0. And Duffy winning by a pin here in the first period. And now, go ahead, Larry.
You've got a top-rated wrestler at 220, Doug, with Rulon Taylor from Med Valley. 20-0 on the season. He's a senior, and of course he's wrestling Zach Oliver, 16-2 as a junior from Shelton, Kennesaw, and Rulon Taylor is tough.
Looks like Neely Oakdale and Chad Han has won his third place match by pin in 1:58. Brock Schaaf still tied 2-2 with Connor Bentley of Neely Oakdale, third place match at 195. And coming up, we've got SEM getting on the mat here. Looks like we might be ready for our heavyweight championship. It'll be Grant Clausen, 15-5 freshman at heavyweight. That's always tough. Zach Zaleski, 7-2 from Overton, a junior.
Clausen's put together very, very well. He wears his heavyweight weight well, if you will. He's a pretty tough kid.
Made it into the Taylor-Oliver match. No score. Rulon Taylor, 20-0 senior. Top rank out of Medicine Valley. Zach Oliver, 16-2 junior. Out of Shelton, Kennesaw. Both of those programs had outstanding football seasons. Now they, of course, got a chance to play against each other. And now they're together on the wrestling mat. The Brock Schaaf match could be headed to overtime. 2:10 to go with some action here in the final few seconds. Bentley trying to get off bottom. And now Schaaf able to turn him, and he's going to win it. He turns him and gets two on the near fall to win it. Brock Schaaf 4-2 to take home third place right at the buzzer.
And that's big. Brock Schaaf comes in rated fourth in the state, Doug. But this was his first meet of the season. Those are his first four matches of the entire season happened today.
NFL update, Houston 16, Cincinnati 10, 5.5 to go third quarter on ESPN 1460. And now we've got some scoring over here in our 220-pound match. Taylor gets the takedown to go up 2-0 over Oliver.
Yeah, and you're going to have Tanner Hercock now take the mat for third and fourth. And he's going to be wrestling Keyshaw from Plainview down there on mat three. Tanner's looked good. Tanner Hercock has. He's just a sophomore, a little soft as a freshman. He's coming on here as a sophomore, a lot more physical. He's starting to come. We're club the head, be tough on the head. Those are the things you like to see out of a guy that struggled with those things last year.
Clausen gets a takedown here at heavyweight to lead Zaleski 2-0. Trying to ride him out here over the final 25 seconds, the freshman heavyweight.
This Clausen is put together well. He's beaten somebody, Doug. He's the number one seed with not a record that was good enough to be the number one seed. Zaleski was the number two. So my guess is he's probably beaten Dakota Devine from Sergeant Burwell, who we know is a really good heavyweight.
And that's how the first period will end, 2-0. And Zaleski wins the toss. He goes ahead and says, I'm going to take top. So Zaleski will be on top of Claussen, but Claussen leading 2-0 going to the second period. Rulon Taylor now up 3-0 after getting a second period escape against Zach Oliver of Shelton, Kennesaw.
Yeah, Zaleski looks to me like he's huffing and puffing pretty good. He wants to take top and try to get his work done before he runs out of gas.
Tanner Hercock with a takedown here in the heavyweight consolation match against Zern of Plainview, and he's trying to get him on his back. Now we've got an escape over here by Claussen in the heavyweight championship match. He's up 3-0. And Hercock will get the pin in the consolation match in 52 seconds.
That's great for Tanner Hercock. Come into here, get third place at your own meet. Great job.
So now we're starting to wind down our matches. I think there's only one that we didn't have a final on. We'll try and catch for you here in just a little bit. But we've got some action here in this Claussen-Zaleski match. It's now 6-2 in favor of Claussen after getting the escape and picking up some more points.
Yeah, this Zaleski match, it's 6-2, Doug, but you've got a situation where Zaleski's really starting to run out of gas, and Claussen doesn't seem to be huffing and puffing quite as hard.
Rulon Taylor over here is having a great match, getting a second period takedown. He's now up 5-0 over Zach Oliver with just 10 seconds to go, and now he gets him on his back. He's going to get some near-fall points, if not the pin, and he got the pin right at the end of the second period. A time of 3 minutes and 55 seconds, and Rulon Taylor of Medicine Valley will remain undefeated, ranked number one at 21-0, winning the 220-pound matchup. So from 170 on, these things just went bing, 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 Larry. We've got the final match here, and we've got a stalling warning against Claussen of SEM with 20 seconds to go in the second period. Both men on their feet just kind of locking up. Claussen leads Zaleski of Overton 6-2, and Zaleski trying to bull rush him here, but he's holding him off on the side, and now Claussen goes for a shot as Zaleski goes to his knees. They're going to roll towards the edge of the mat in the final 5 seconds here of the second period. It'll be 6-2 Claussen going to the third.
Yeah, Claussen did a good job fighting that off. Zaleski is just out of gas.
Don't forget, when we get done here, we'll have our Misco Sports postgame. We'll recap any of the action that you may have missed. And now we've got some blood time here for Claussen, so we've got a break. We'll take a break. You're listening to the Amherst Invite here on Classic Hits.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance.
Barney Insurance.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Due to Larry Baker back here at Amherst, the blood time taking care of in the heavyweight match, and Zaleski chose top to start the period. Claussen of SEM was able to get the escape, now get the takedown, but he makes a mistake, and Zaleski rolls through.
Zaleski's going to get him here, Doug.
He's got him on his back. It was 9-2 Claussen. There's a minute to go, and Zaleski just laying on him here. And when you're heavyweights, that's usually all you need to do.
Yeah, he's just going to keep bouncing, and I think he's going to pin him here.
45 seconds
Zaleski just laying on Klassen. There's the pin. Twice today we've seen a young man down big come back and get the win. Zaleski does it in 5 minutes and 22 seconds.
Well, good for him. He worked hard and got the win. That's a great job staying in the match. At no point was he in that match, Doug, anywhere through it. He struggled all the way through it. Kept his chin to the wind and just kept shoveling dirt and got what he needed done.
Well, this Grant Klassen, just a freshman heavyweight, already has 15 wins on the season. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, there's no question, especially at that weight at heavyweight. Most kids aren't mature enough at that size to handle that, and he is.
Yeah, great meet again today. The wrestling has wrapped up. We'll get a chance to recap the winners and the placers today in case you didn't get to join us early on. It is 6 o'clock here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, and Pleasanton, as well as the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We've got the NFL playoffs on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Tri-City Storm Hockey tonight, 6:45 pregame, 7:05 faceoff in Lincoln. That's on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And then tomorrow, the Husker men's basketball team play at 3:30. Today, the Husker women, they played Purdue 3 times since joining the Big Ten. They've all went overtime. Today, the Huskers lose by 3 in overtime in Lincoln in a nationally televised matchup. We will take a break and be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Shelton. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. They'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area teams from RAI in Shelton.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Today's farm tractor is a workhorse for farmers and ranchers. That is why Stryker Tractor Service of Eddyville is in such demand. With over 40 years of experience, they repair and offer free troubleshooting advice on all tractors. Stryker Tractor Service sells used tractors and stocks a variety of starters, alternators, and clutches. To keep your workhorse going strong, call Stryker Tractor Service in Eddyville. It's a proud sponsor of this broadcast. Good luck from everyone at Stryker Tractor Service.
Need seed for the latest in NK brand soybean with the Roundup Ready Trait? Your local Golden Harvest dealer, Brent Woodman, has a great supply of top-performing, high-quality, high-germination soybean to meet your needs. Also call Brent about the AgriSure product line, comprised of high-performance traits available in Elite hybrids, providing the best-in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer.
Welcome back to Amherst, the Amherst Invitational, brought to you in part by Craig Wheatness of Pioneer Seeds. And we're going to talk with the Amherst wrestling coach Tyler Herman here in just a moment, as Amherst, no doubt, if they wrestled any kind of a meet today, that they would win the team title, and they do end up doing that. It looks like with 226 points, Plainview second, 124, Shelton Kennesaw third with 102, Neely Oakdale fourth, 100, and Medicine Valley fifth with 94. And Tyler, we had a chance to talk yesterday, and it looked like this meet pretty much lived up to its billing, and I would have to think that at least in the finals round, you have to be pretty pleased with the way things went today.
Yeah, we had a great round in the finals today. A lot of kids came out and wrestled well. We wrestled a little shaky in the semis, but I tell you what, those kids came out and wrestled hard, wrestled aggressive, beat a lot of good kids in the semifinals. There was a lot of rated kids that matched up, and we did our job. Some of those matches, we started out a little slow in the first period, but we kept grinding and kept chopping away, and came away with our hand raised in a lot of those.
Well, let's start with Colin Dibber. Now, he had a very exciting semifinal just to get into the final, and then it looks like there's a knee injury. Can you give us anything? Do you know anything at this point?
I don't know a whole lot right now. A couple summers ago, or last summer, he tore up one of his knees riding bulls. And this is the other knee, though.
Oh, okay.
So Scott Kratzer, trainer at New West, said it was swelling up right away. You can see the fluid was filling up in it quite a, you know, early on there. So we just said, you know, enough's enough. It's not worth trying it right now. So though it's sad to see that. I hope his knee's all right. I guess we'll probably know a little more on Monday or Tuesday.
Let's take a look at what happened here today. For the most part, you had a really good run there from 32 to 45. Logan Dibbert, Devin Dibbert, and Mason Klingelhoffer. Logan Dibbert, Devin Dibbert, and Mason Klingelhoffer from 132 to 145 got you three straight pretty impressive wins.
Yeah, I tell you what, Logan gave up a couple takedowns there early, but he kept his composure, came back and wrestled really well. He did a really nice job when the score is tied at four there in that first period of turning Forbes to his back and getting three to go up 7-4. Once we got that turn, I knew Logan was in control. He did a nice job of controlling the ties, a good job on his feet, stayed in great position on top. Devin, you know, I told Devin, I said, if you can get that first period takedown, you're going to be tough to beat. I mean, a lot of kids don't do a whole lot against Devin in the first period. Just to try and keep that score close, getting that first period takedown was huge. Got on top where Devin's comfortable in the third period and ended up being a 7-0 score.
Okay.
And then Mason Klingelhoffer, he's been wrestling tough all year. Tougher nails on top, just a workmanlike effort today, and I like what I see from him.
It looks like Colton Berg just got named the most outstanding wrestler here today as he comes through a top 120-pounder, and he takes out Jesse Lammers of Cedar Valley, who has plenty of wins in his career and plenty of state experience. Let's talk about his day today.
I'll tell you what, Colton had a great day. You know, I love that kid. A freshman, he's tough-nosed. He works his tail off, one of the hardest workers I've ever seen. And he expects to win. He doesn't care if he's a freshman and he's wrestling a senior like Lammers, who's ranked number 2 in the state. He doesn't care. He's not taking a back seat to anybody. He's going to go out and get everything he has. Beat Heffley from Eustace Farnham, a kid who's been a state medalist in the past, kid that's rated 6, in the semis, and beat number 2 Lammers in the finals. Did a lot of good things, stayed in good position. I knew going in overtime, I liked where we were sitting in overtime, and Colton did a nice job of finishing that takedown.
6-2 in the finals. Stuart Hercock dominated as we expected. Chris Rasmussen, a very nice first period pin. Brian Weeches got caught, and Chris Worth, an outstanding wrestler, and was able to catch him. And as we already talked about, Colin falling because of the injury default, but that kind of wraps up the 8 kids you had in the finals.
Yep, overall good day for us. I'm pleased. Wrestled much better than what we did last week in the Wood River Duels, but we still got a lot of work to do. We've got to keep getting better each week from here on out. A lot of tough matches. We go to Cross County next week. A lot of good teams there. Pender, High Plains, York, David City Public. And it doesn't get any easier after that. Our schedule's pretty tough. Our kids are definitely going to be battle-tested by the time we get to Omaha, but that's what we want.
All right, Tyler, congratulations on taking care of business here at your own invite. Best of luck next week. I know a lot of people will be watching.
All right, thanks a lot, Doug. Appreciate it.
Tyler Herman, head coach of the Amherst Broncos. They win it here today. They have 6 champions, and we'll tell you about the rest of the champions right after this timeout.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loup City. You know the people who work there, and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade Polish sausage. Isn't it just nice to know that all the food you can buy locally is fresh, and the people that help you are the same friendly faces that live on the same street? Their kids go to the same school. That's what you get at Joe's Market in Loup City. Joe's Market is proud to support the area athletes.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Sundays. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
Stop in and see John or Ed at Erickson Ford in Loup City today for a reduced interest rate as low as 0% for 60 months. Rebates of up to $8,500 on select models. Now's the time to buy new at Erickson Ford. 0% interest and up to $8,500. You heard correct. $8,500 rebates being offered on select models. You need to get to Erickson Ford in Loup City now. Knowledgeable, no-pressure sales team, saving you money. Erickson Ford, finding the vehicle you want with outstanding service after the sale since 1972 in Loup City.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco, you'll be better equipped for the games you play, taking care of you again in 2013. Well, Amherst has won their own Invitational, and we will take a look at the results from first through fourth here in just a couple of moments. I'll remind you that we'll be back on the air in a couple of weeks at the Loup Platte Conference Wrestling Tournament. Their finals usually start a little bit earlier, and approximately 2 o'clock will hit the air this year. It is in Gibbon, and Kearney Catholic is state-rated, Ord is state-rated. And then, of course, you've always got to deal with Adams Central being a Class B school. Any early thoughts on that, Larry?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you just said it, Doug. You've got Kearney Catholic's going to bring some really good kids. I know Coach Linusky isn't quite where he's been, but just as you said, going to bring a bunch of good guys. Gibbon's got several good individuals. As you go through that thing, Loup City's got a couple, the 6-pounder and 13-pounder, really good individuals. Then you start getting into where most of those other schools are going to bring some pretty good individuals.
Wood River.
Wood River's going to, well, that, not only they've got two or three good individuals, but even the periphery of their team is pretty tough. So it's going to be a good tournament.
And always some good finals, and we'll bring that to you from Gibbon 2 weeks from today on the 19th. Again, we will continue to cover districts, the wrestling rally, the Sunday before the state meet, and the best coverage radio-wise of anybody in the state from the state wrestling meet at the CenturyLink Center in Omaha, which just seems way too early. The 14th through the 16th of February, I get to spend my Valentine's Day with Larry Baker.
That's the best. The room we have, I understand, has a heart-shaped whirlpool in it, Doug.
That's great. I'll have a lot of work to do after the meet. Why don't you head back? Folks, let's take a look again here, Larry, as we take a look at this. I was just talking with Coach Herman. They went 6-2 in the finals. One of the losses was to Colin, by Colin Dibbern with the injury. And then you've got Chris Worth with the very impressive pin of Brian Weeches. Just caught him and threw him. But David Jimenez started things off with a very nice win from Shelton Kennesaw.
Yeah, I guess I would start by the Colin Dibbern, kind of backing up just a hair. I would, in that they just got him wrestling tough. You know, you hope this isn't something that's long term because he really was coming on. You know,
you don't want to be timid out there. But Shelton Kennesaw does get a couple of winners today in Michael Duffy and David Jimenez, and Zach Oliver was going up against the number one kid in the state. They had three finalists here today, and they all look pretty good.
Yeah, I think Shelton Kennesaw looks really good. They're doing a great job.
And Calvin Frericks found himself down a lot of the match as did Zach Zaleski of Overton, but both found a way to get third period pins.
And those are great things to happen at the Amherst Invite the first week of January. You better clean that stuff up by the second or third week of February.
A, you don't want to fall behind. B, if you're the guy that got ahead today, Stein Krauss of Plainview or Clausen of SEM, you know you're good enough to beat that competition. You've just got to finish.
That's exactly right. Stein Krauss from Plainview is probably the one that bus ride home is going to be the toughest for him. He's a really good kid. He's well coached, and that just doesn't happen to a Plainview wrestler very often.
What about our friends from Plainview? Because we've been talking about how Plainview's ranked third, and then Pender is first and or second, and that's who Amherst sees next week. Plainview was 0-4 in the finals here today. They're not going to be pleased with the way things finished today.
No, I think this is really interesting. We started the broadcast talking about how this seemed to be just like last year, and it's ending just the same, Doug, where I feel sorry for Coach Boyer, came all this way, got beat up in the finals. And I remember thinking that last year as they left. I remember visiting with him at Glenwood Corners just about that. We got to February in the state tournament, and they were winning those matches that they were losing here all the way around. They wrestle a very tough schedule. Again, I'm going to say it, they're very well coached. I foresee them turning the tables on a bunch of these, and where it comes down to an Amherst wrestler, they better keep working, because Plainview will show up in February better than they were today. When you look at their records, and that's the thing about Plainview. I know they're not in our listening area, but here's the key to this, Doug. Plainview wrestles an incredibly tough schedule. Their kids take a lot of losses because of that. But once it comes time to get to Omaha, they're ready. They're seasoned.
And speaking of Omaha, speaking of the dual tournament in Kearney, if Colin Divern's injury is significant, how will that affect the points that this Amherst team gets?
I would say this, Doug. At this point, before the Amherst invite, he was not somebody that was probably going to medal, so not a lot. After the way we saw him wrestle today, he was really coming on. There's a chance that he could have come in the back door for one. You can't lose depth. And depth is what's won Amherst state titles here in the last few years, and that's what that loss does, is it creates a chasm there a little bit with depth.
We'll be back and give you the final results right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activities so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS AgriService Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Zimatic center pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Doug Dewitt and Larry Baker back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com, part of the Misco Sports Postgame Show here at the 2013 Amherst Invitational. Again, a big thank you to Athletic Director Rod Evans and the crew here for their hospitality. Our championship brought to you in part by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer. In case you missed any of it today, here's how it broke down. In the 106-pound weight class, Wyatt Lane of the Loup City Arcadia, a winner over Tavon Sasser of Plainview by pin in 2:30 to take third in the finals. David Jimenez of Shelton Kennesaw, a 5-2 win over Trey Nikolai of Cedar Valley. At 113 pounds, Dylan Moore of Plainview, a 9-0 win over Brandon Pruitt of Arapahoe to take third. And in the finals, Chris Worth of Eustace Farnham, a pin in 1:30 over Brian Weeches of Amherst. At 120 pounds, Aaron Heffley of Eustace Farnham takes third with a pin in 4:59 over Taylor Sasser of Plainview. And in the 120 final, the meets outstanding wrestler Colton Berg wins by an overtime 4-2 over second-ranked Jesse Lammers of Cedar Valley. At 126 pounds, Grant Florell of Amherst, a 7-5 winner over Thomas Foster of Medicine Valley. In fact, I believe that was in overtime to take third place. And at 126 of the final, Alex Lorimar of Fullerton, 15-5 over Tyon Boyer of Plainview. And that was really a pretty dominant match there, Larry.
Yeah, there's no question about that. Really, from start to finish.
Yeah, there's a lot of taking down cutting, and that's how that got to 15-5 late in the match. 132, the consolation goes to Raj Farr of Cambridge, a 5-1 win over Jose Gomez of Shelton Kennesaw. in the finals. Logan Dimmer of Amherst, a 10-4 win over Corby Forbes of Plainview after Forbes had jumped out to a 4-1 lead. At 138 pounds, third place to Karen Hollemang of Neely-Oakdale, a 7-0 win over Casey DePhillips of Overton. And in the finals, Devin Dimmer of Amherst, a very impressive 7-0 shutout of Evan Ashcoff of Plainview. I thought that was one of the maybe two most impressive finals performances individually I saw today.
Yeah, those are the kind of performances you want to see out of your kids if you're Amherst, where it was a matter of start strong and just keep the pedal to the metal all the way through, and both of them were able to do that against quality kids.
145 pounds, consolation match, Garrett Sonder up of Fullerton, a 6-1 win over Ty Contreras of Medicine Valley, and in the finals, Mason Klingelhofer, a 42-second pin. He's your champ over Brennan Shukai of Sandhills Thedford. That's half of the recap. We'll look at the upper weights right after this on Classic Hits.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
More on Nabisco Sports post-game show, wrapping up the Amherst Invitational Finals. We recap what happened in the lower weights. Now let's get to the upper weights at 152 pounds. Third place to Eric Rasmussen of Amherst, winner by pin in 2 minutes and 50 seconds over Garrett Jacobson of Neely-Oakdale. Calvin Frericks, a winner in the finals. He rallies. He's behind in his match, and he wins by pin in 5:26 over Tony Steinkraus of Plainview. At 160, Patrick Gardner of Arapahoe, a winner in 3:32 over Chris Gilming of Shelton, Kennesaw, but that was 8-5. A lot of activity in that match. Gardner, who got beat by Colin Divert in the semifinals, was down early there, and that turned into quite a third-place match.
Yeah, you know, Gardner, very, very tough. He looks like maybe he's got a conditioning issue right now. That could mean he was sick or is coming down sick right now, because we saw that in that third-place match as well.
The champion at 160 pounds was Garrett Dockweiler of South Loop. He wins by injury default over Colin Dibbern of Amherst, who injured his knee. He did come up and get his medal fully iced on the knee. It is not the knee that he had injured last year in rodeo that kept him out of the whole season. It was the other knee, so hopefully, I guess that's two things. One, you kind of think that's good because it's not, it would be easier to injure the knee that's already been injured. And so hopefully not a major injury there, and it just happened right at the beginning of the match. Dockweiler gets the win. At 170 pounds, Michael Oberg of Sandhills Thedford takes third over Brett Jones of Medicine Valley, and Stuart Hercock of Amherst, a winner by tech ball over Victor Johnson of Neely-Oakdale, 15-0. At 182 pounds, Brett Gardner of Arapahoe takes third, 52nd pin over Tanner Freeman of Sandhills Thedford. Chris Rasmussen of Amherst wins the championship in 1:06. Over Quentin Chancellor of Medicine Valley. At 195, Brock Schaaf of Cambridge gets a 2-point near fall late in the match as time is expiring for a 4-2 win over Connor Bentley of Neely-Oakdale to take third. Michael Duffy of Shelton, Kennesaw wins by a pin and a minute and 3 seconds over Garrett Nielsen of Eustis Farnham. Very impressive win for Duffy. Take a look at 220 pounds. Chad Han of Neely Oakdale, a winner by pin in a minute 58 over Robert Hanna of Cambridge. And in the finals, Rulon Taylor of Medicine Valley, number one, stays undefeated, a pin in 355 over Zach Oliver of Shelton, Kennesaw. And finally, at heavyweight, Tanner Hercock of Amherst takes third by a pin in 52 seconds over Joshua Zern of Plainview. And in the finals, after being down 12-3 or something like that, what was it?
12-3.
It was 9-2, excuse me. 12-3 was the Frerichs match.
That's right.
9-2, Zaleski was down, and he comes back and wins by a pin. Zaleski of Overton, 5-22 over Grant Clausen of SEM. We'll give you the final team standings and wrap things up from Amherst right after this on the Visco Sports Postgame Show.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loup City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
You haven't experienced great food until you've made the short drive to Sumner to dine at Tubbs Pub. Tubbs Pub offers daily lunch specials sure to fill you up and homemade nightly dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. So make the short drive and see why everyone says great things for miles around about Tubbs Pub in Sumner. It's the best home cooking you'll find, and you won't even have to help with the dishes. Get to Tubbs Pub today. Tubbs Pub in Sumner, a proud supporter of tonight's game.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska, with a location near you.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Doug Doodle, Larry Baker, and let's take a look at the final team results now here at the Amherst 2013 Wrestling Invitational. 17th was Elwood with 3. 16th was Pleasanton with 16 points. Arcadia Loup City was 15th with 18. South Loup, which is Callaway Arnold, finished 14th with 34 points. Overton was 13th with 45 points. Cedar Valley, Greeley, Walbach, and Cedar Rapids. Cedar Valley finishes 12th with 49.5 points. Fullerton is 11th with 51. You have 52 points for Cambridge in 10th, 53 points for SEM in 9th, 56 points for Arapahoe in 8th. Then we have a little movement up to 7th. Eustis Farnham, 71.5, 72 points for Sandhills Thetford in 6th. The top 5, Medicine Valley is 5th with 94. Neely Oakdale has 100. They're in 4th. 102 for Shelton Kennesaw. They finish in 3rd. Plainview is 2nd with 124. And again, Amherst goes over 200. 226 points for the Amherst Broncos to win their own in fight for the umpteenth year in a row. And Larry, a couple of minor surprises today. Was there anything that really stuck out to you?
I actually would say at 120 pounds for Amherst, I think that was Colton Bird. You know, he's 15-5. You know, he's a freshman, incredibly tough weight. You know, he beats, you know, the Lammers. There are a lot of people think that he's maybe the best kid.
Yeah.
You know, and he beats the sixth-ranked kid. I mean, I really think that was a really big surprise to see him come through. Even Tyler, I'm sure, didn't think that was in the cards for today.
Well, I hope Jesse, who I've known since he was a little kid, and people give him crap because he's still a little kid because he's a 120-pounder, but I hope the pressure isn't getting to him because you know how hard he's trying. There's a numerous kids that fall into that boat that have been so close, and they're trying to bring home that conference and that district and that state championship, and I hope hopefully he can get rid of all the pressure and just go out and wrestle because we all know how good he is and a couple of the other kids that may have not won the day.
There's no question about that. You know, if you know the wrestling family and the people have seen it, Jesse Lammers has been coming to these meets since he was born, literally.
Yeah.
He's been Mike Herman's student manager from grade school. He's waited a really long time to get these chances, and he's done very well with them. You know, he's gotten state medals and things. But Jesse Lammers never, ever did go out for high school wrestling hoping to get a state medal. He wants to be a state champion like his cousins, and I hope he gets that opportunity, as you said.
As always, folks, want to thank the many fine fans of the wrestling community that allow us to bring you high school wrestling, as most folks across the state are unable or unwilling to do that, and we are pleased to be able to do that throughout the year. So congratulations to the teams and the individuals that brought home the champions today. David Jimenez, Shelton Kennesaw, Chris Worth, Eustace Farnham, Colton Berg, the outstanding wrestler out of Amherst, Alex Lormar, Fullerton, Logan Dibbern, Devin Dibbern, Mason Klingelhoffer, Amherst, Calvin Frericks, SEM, Garrett Dockweiler, South Loop, Stuart Hercock and Chris Rasmussen, Amherst, Michael Duffy, Shelton Kennesaw, Rulon Taylor, Medicine Valley, and Zach Zaleski of Overton. Larry, we'll see you in a couple of weeks, man.
I can't wait.
You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, outfitting our schools throughout the area and the state for a number of years. Thanking you for your business. Looking forward to serving you again in 2013. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, and for Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda, saying thanks for listening. Our next high school sports action, next week we get back on the basketball courts. Tuesday, Ravenna is at Minden. Thursday, Kearney Catholic is at St. Paul here on Classic Hits, and Kearney High will host Omaha Benson next Thursday on ESPN Radio. Have a great rest of the weekend, and don't forget the NFL playoffs are currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. 4 minutes to go in the game, Houston 19, Cincinnati 13. That'll be followed by the Vikings and the Packers. From Amherst, good night, everyone.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.